I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, as always, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday, April 3rd, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello. Hope everybody's doing well.
And Jason Bishop.
Happy Friday, boys.
Good morning.
Is that a Pittsburgh Pirates hat?
Oh, no. It's Puma.
Puma. What's a jacket? That's a new jacket. Penn State?
No, it's old. I've had this for years. It's a little bit chilly. It's a little chilly down here. So it's a little warmer sweatshirt I have in the closet.
I know. It's been cold. Like when I get up and I go into my closet, I'm like, I want to wear like a golf shirt, but it's still cold.
Yeah, okay. You know, I've said it. My house is kind of weird. It's a four-level townhouse. My basement, I would say, is probably 10 degrees cooler than upstairs.
Yeah.
It's cold down here.
Right. Well, mine's not as cold because I have all these dumb lights in here. But still, it's not money.
Well, I'm also probably 6 feet away from my garage, so
that's garage part of always the cold.
Yeah.
Always chilly in
that
the garage.
That just screams cold.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
You know, my wife mentioned to me yesterday, and I can hear it myself, I still sound nasally 6 months after first getting sick.
Right.
You're going to take it all the way until next season.
Yeah, you're just going to carry it over.
Yeah, to the second corona wave.
Right.
Unbelievable. And by the way, have you noticed? I guess I'm going to try one of these delivery services. They are hardcore pushing to not go to the grocery store.
Yeah, we have Whole Foods delivering between 10 and noon today. I told you, my wife wasn't able to do it. She kept trying it all day, and then she set her alarm for midnight.
Yeah.
And then logged on with the cart at like 12:05, middle of the night, and was able to get a delivery for 2 days after.
Well, I keep looking for certain things, and like Whole Foods doesn't have the exact type of almond milk I want. Now, I could do a different kind, but I'm kind of particular. I like the certain one that I'm used to.
You're an almond milk diva? Who knew?
There's certain kinds that I like.
Milk taste test whenever we're back in the studio.
Well,
I'm not do that bit.
I'm not
My
saying
family
I'm
a... does almond milk as well, Cakes. I don't think it's that rare. I see a lot of it.
I know it's not rare. My daughter drinks it too, and I'll drink it from time to time. But I don't know that I would be able to pick one from the other.
Well, maybe. I've tried a few. I have a particular one that I like. I'm not claiming to be an expert by any stretch, but that's just one example of like Whole Foods doesn't carry the one that I like. And then you go to Safeway and a bunch of the stuff that is not. So I haven't found a service that can deliver sort of everything.
Hey, you know, we're in the era of sacrifice. Sometimes you have to sacrifice.
Man, I am going to have to sacrifice.
You know this.
But I guess I'm going to use one of these. I may end up using that Instacart because I think they just go anywhere. and I'll just get what I need. But they are hardcore pushing, do not go to
the grocery store
unless you...
They're really on the front line. The Instacart
I agree.
People who are the ones going, doing the shopping, and then they deliver it right to your house, right? That's the bit.
Yeah. My son actually applied for the job, and initially my wife was like, sure, I want you to make some money. And I was like putting my foot down, and he has the credentials to do it.
Right.
I won't give it to him. I won't give it to him. I don't want you doing that.
There aren't that many jobs that kids can get for the summer. I mean, there's just nothing available, and you can't even go out. My daughter
nobody can work.
I know. My daughter was going to have an internship this summer, and she's going to be completing her sophomore year of college. So it's kind of big to have a good internship for your resume, and that's just going to be wiped out. I don't know what the heck she's going to do all summer. She's taking her classes. She had her one class yesterday, and I've said this many times. My son, who's in middle school, I don't know how they can compare what's going on online versus actual school. He said yesterday, which was a long day of online learning for him, he spent a half hour.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, how does a half hour of all of the subjects compare to, you know, 6+ hours of school?
Doesn't. It's just the world we live in now. I just have to deal.
Yeah. You they're going to have to lower the bar a little bit next year. There'll be some remedial learning in the first month.
Right.
I've told you this. The high school juniors get so screwed in this whole deal. Seniors do too, but high school juniors going forward get so screwed because, you know, all of their board exams are canceled, have been, probably going to be canceled into the summer. So maybe my daughter she'll take it next fall. But all those applications start flowing in the fall. I don't know how these colleges are going to change their entrance policies because, you know, all these juniors are so far behind. They can't improve their junior year scores because, you know, Briar Woods, my daughter's high school, is not even grading in the second semester. So, I mean, there's so many unknowns.
Well, like, and also I told you, like, for recruiting, all juniors, so my daughter's recruiting is just, I mean, you're just basically at the mercy of who. Luckily, she has a couple offers from some schools, but it's just been completely destroyed by this. And there may not even be a fall season. So you don't get your club season, and you don't get your fall season. And then as far as your academics go, my wife was just telling me yesterday that because of this essay portion and some of these things that my daughter now wants, she wants to go to this place where it's $400 an hour. So, and I got to do, they said the average is 9 lessons to get your essay.
Have fun writing that check.
Yeah. The average is 9 lessons. So you're talking about $3,600 to $4,000.
To improve her essay writing?
For your essay. I mean, and the other things you have to do on the different apps. On the, you know, the common app and then the individual app and all this crap.
Yep.
Well, she's fortunate that she has somebody who can write that check.
Well, I mean, I can write the check, but it's a nightmare.
No, but this is the thing, you know, most kids can't do that. Where, you know, most kids can't get the tutoring services.
I don't want her to do it.
Well, then just help edit it.
Well, because
I can tell you this. I wrote essays for my daughter.
Right.
She wrote, like, a very shell outline, and I essentially wrote it.
I can't. My daughter's applying to Ivy's. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
You don't have the Ivy essay in you.
Yeah.
No chance.
That's kind of a
are
show.
You kidding?
Yeah.
What are you saying, Draft?
It's kind of a show that JB just said that on the air.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to repeat that.
Yeah. That doesn't matter. Might... She's in the school. I helped her write.
Yeah, you know what?
I think a lot of parents helped
her. Lori Loughlin's daughter was at USC, too. Right?
Can a jail have a Comrex?
Yeah. Exactly. You'll have a Comrex and a Corona.
That's a good zing.
I didn't pay anybody. I didn't have anybody cheat on an SAT or
ACT. No, you just
ACT.
Cheated.
It's fine.
I just helped her write an essay.
Everybody's working an angle.
Look, everyone helps everybody with these essays.
Nobody
that's why
from
I'm paying,
NYU admissions is listening. Don't
that's
worry
why
about
I'm
it.
Paying to, you know, help my daughter with the damn essay. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I'm looking at my wife and I'm going, are you being serious right now? Do you understand what's going on in the world? No one has jobs. But... It's unbelievable.
I guess essay coaches have jobs.
Yeah.
Maybe that should be my side hustle because I got my daughter in NYU.
Should be.
Hey, we should mention, on the positive side, the listeners of 106.7 The Fan really stepped up yesterday because we started the show yesterday when we were celebrating the Nationals, trying to raise money for Nationals Philanthropies with the goal for all day to reach $10,670.
Right.
We did that on our show with a little help from Mike Rizzo, but we went well over that total on our show. And between the three shows, our show, Grant and Danny, and Chad Dukes versus the World, well over $43,000 was raised for
That's national philanthropies.
That's
I saw that.
That goes to help the needy, food insecurity, healthcare needs. So it's going directly to the nonprofits. The Nationals have stepped up. That's their official charity, Nationals Philanthropy. So our listeners stepped up huge.
Oh, they came up.
What did Riz end up donating?
I think Rizzo's number was 55, 53, and 70 cents.
So is that how much we raised in the last hour?
I would guess that was our 9 a.m. tote.
Wow. So we raised, with him and our listeners, we raised 11 grand in the last hour?
Correct.
That's amazing.
And then Davey stepped up big. He gave $7,500 bucks out of his pocket.
Nice.
And then I saw Max. Max donated $100K.
Yeah, I mean, that's an amazing gesture, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. People are so generous at this time. I was thinking in the back of my mind, this is a hard time to raise some money. But that's just props to everybody that did that. That is awesome.
And eventually, if we ever get back in the studio, we're going to have a bunch of people for studio visits, including the one listener who we still don't know what it means, but he's being given a radio show.
Good. Right. Well, he's going to come to Cakes' house and watch Cakes do the show.
Maybe he will.
That's what he's going to do.
I've got room on the couch behind me. You can saddle up. Why not?
And Cakes is going to make some burgers on the grill for him. And then they're going to play hoops in the backyard.
Could do all of that.
No three-point line.
Could do all of those things.
Oh, man. So,
do you get there and use the hoop, Cakes?
I'm sorry?
Do you get out and use your hoop? I know EB uses his hoop.
Sparingly. I use it every day.
Sparingly. My hoops game has fallen into serious disrepair, like it was anywhere anyway before that.
Well, we don't play games. We just shoot.
Oh, although yeah, I'm now in the era of just shooting. Like, there's no way I'm going to blow out my Achilles in my backyard and hobble around for a year of what's left of my life. That is finished.
My 10-year-old Kate never really played basketball, so, you know, she's bored to tears. So I'm teaching her moves. So I'm teaching her the crossover, teaching her to cross over to right and then go left.
Eurostep? You doing that with her?
No, not the Eurostep yet, but to step back. So I've taught her to step back, going right and going left.
Yeah.
She's 10. She doesn't really have a left-handed layup in her yet. She's not quite strong enough.
Yeah.
But I say when you go left, just go hard and then do that step back move so she can at least – and I'm telling you, man, I got a little baller.
You're a hoops tutor.
Well, we got to kill time, Cakes.
That's right, man. You got to fill the day somehow.
And then we go out and we play Pepper. And then my son – about every other day and get my son out there and we rip shots. He does. I just shag balls for him.
Right.
And then, you know, go for my run. But even they're trying to shame people into, like, not really running that much near people.
Really?
Yeah. They really are hardcore.
Who's
well,
they?
I mean,
if you watch the news, they're like.
If you pick a path, like, in your neighborhood, I mean, for the most part. There aren't 50 runners out at the same time that you have to avoid.
I run on the street, generally.
Right.
You know, I'm kind of avoiding the beach. There's, like, a little section of Beach Drive where I run. But 90% of my run is on the street, so, I mean, I think it's fine. But, man, they are really, really pushing stay the F home.
Right.
So, I thought I was being good, like going to the Safeway, you know, at 4 in the morning or at midnight.
Right.
But I guess I'm going to try to use a
service. I think they're saying those things because they just don't want the rush. They don't want those long lines that you see. Mostly, I've seen them mostly from the mass places like Costco.
They just don't want you near
anybody.
They
need to do something. You know, they could schedule things in Puerto Rico, where I have a couple of uncles who live there. They have a couple things that are different. They have curfew.
Yeah.
So at 7 o'clock, it's completely shut down. They'll find you if you're out after 7.
That's good.
And for groceries, they have assigned days. So I don't know how they do that, if it's via, like, a tax ID or something like that.
Yeah.
But let's say, Eric, you'd be given Monday. Jason would be given Tuesday. Cakes would be given Wednesday. I'd be given Thursday. So it spreads the people out in terms of going to the grocery store.
At least we're not living in the Philippines. You see what their president said?
No.
He said, if you're out when you're not supposed to be and you're disrupting the police or the military, we will shoot you.
Wow.
We'll shoot you on sight. We have the right to do that. So.
Right.
How's the one country doing that didn't do any quarantining? It's like, I don't know if it's Sweden. It's one of those Scandinavian countries, I believe.
I think they all abandoned that.
They did almost nothing.
Like the herd immunity, like we're going to ride it out. I think everyone's abandoned that. Truly.
Which country was that?
I can't remember. I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe
I think it might have been Sweden. I think I saw that.
Because the UK was going to do that, and they abandoned
Sweden,
it.
At least, I don't know. I read the story just a couple days ago that they were just banning gatherings of over 50.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, please, over 50?
Yeah. No, I don't know. It's crazy. And, you know, obviously, as the numbers increase, you're getting more of the outliers, and you're hearing more of the horror stories of people in their 30s, or in their 40s, or in their 20s. You know, or now you got, there's a five-year-old I saw that's in the ICU, and we heard about the six-month-old that died. You know what I mean? And those are sort of the outliers, but as the numbers get larger, you're going to hear more of those heart-wrenching stories that are even more heart-wrenching than, you know, someone that's already sick and in their 80s and... You know, if it wasn't COVID-19, it was going to be the flu that take him out.
Last week, I was watching the news every day, all day, and I was watching the Trump pressers every night. But the last four or five days, I just said, can't do it.
Yeah.
I
haven't even watched the news. It's all the same at this point. Right? Yeah.
Well, he'll bring different cabinet members. Or yesterday was the Small Business Administration leader and Mnuchin.
Which generally ends up being the same.
He'll bring, but yes. I just look at, there's one Twitter account which I follow. I think he's from CNN, and he just lists day by day the number of deaths. And you see, Eric always goes back to that lily pad thing. You see the explosion. So we can just go with this week. On Monday we started, it was roughly 2,000 deaths, and then it bumped to 2,400. Then it bumped to 3,000. Then it bumped to 3,835. 4,762, and this is as of last night, 5,949.
Yeah, they're over six by now.
Over six now. Well, they told us it was going to be a huge outbreak, and it's coming.
Yeah. Well, I only watched a little bit of it yesterday, but I think Dr. Birx, who I really respect, I think she's amazing, and Fauci, obviously. I think I overheard someone say that she commented that Americans aren't doing, she can see by the models that Americans aren't, that not every American is doing their best to stay at home, mm-hmm. you know, which is extremely frustrating.
It is, but it's to be expected.
I see people going for walks that I know aren't family. I look at them. I mean, sometimes there's just no chance. You'll see two ladies look completely different.
Oh, yeah, they're friends. Like, yeah,
they're not
friends.
Sisters. They're friends. They hooked up, and they're going for a walk.
Are they 6 feet apart, or they're butt?
No chance. They're walking shoulder to shoulder.
Mm, yeah.
I see it
too. That all over the place.
But I think that, you know, when they threw out these numbers and these estimates, they assumed a certain portion of the population
definitely
wasn't going to adhere.
I think they assume, honestly, like 25%.
Right.
I've seen different models.
Correct. So all problem those numbers is there's, are. Like in New York City, I was just talking to my buddy yesterday. You know, there's 8, 10 million people in the city?
Yeah, whatever.
He says, yeah, I mean, most people are inside, but then at certain times, you see people out there hanging out in the park benches.
Yeah. Yep.
And those are... What are you going to do? You can't monitor every single person in the country. It's just something you have to deal with.
It's tough because, you know, we live in a federalism and certain things are left to the state. But you've seen many of these experts say they need to shut down the entire nation. So, like what Maryland did or what Virginia did, where you just shut it down, have a stay-at-home order, they should do it all across the country. But certain governors have been really late to the party, and that affects everybody.
Yeah, I think Iowa is one of them, right? I was reading this morning. I think Texas maybe they could still run around.
Well, I'm going to get out and run around a little bit today because I'm going to go play golf. So the only time I left the house yesterday was for our daily walk. We did a 3-miler. It was windy, though. We cut it short.
Very windy yesterday.
So I did the walk and I didn't go to another neighborhood. Some guy was shaming me on the Vibe Machine yesterday, saying, you're an idiot. Hope you get arrested. Whatever. So we didn't drive to another neighborhood. We just did our normal neighborhood walk.
You did your boring walk.
Yep. And then I went and got ice. That was it. Right. Left the house twice.
Where'd you get the ice from?
Just the gas station.
Did you wear a mask? No.
No, I did not. My wife wore a mask. My wife went to Harris Teeter yesterday and wore a mask.
What time did she go?
Lunchtime, maybe.
Were there a ton of people?
Yeah, there were.
Yeah, I'm surprised she went there. I'm surprised she didn't go later. You didn't try to get her to go at an odd hour?
We just needed stuff for dinner. We needed, because my daughters only eat certain things, so we had to get a ton of fruits and vegetables. They're just crushing fruits and vegetables. They have acai bowls and smoothies every single day.
Yeah,
I know. It's killing me.
I know. These bougie kids, they're going to have to eat some crap for a couple weeks, I think.
I know, but they don't.
Oh, that's what I feed my son every day. Crap. Yeah. Nuggets, mac and cheese, rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. He's turning into a Brett Oliveira. By the way, keep voting for Sup Dogs. They've got till 7 o'clock tonight. They're in that fight to go back-to-back. So do your part and vote for Supdogs.
Are we allowed to vote per day? Is that the deal?
I feel like I thought you could
only. I thought you could only vote once.
I thought it's just one per Twitter.
I definitely voted more than once.
Yeah, but it might not count.
Yeah, I think you're allowed one per Twitter account.
That's what I think too. But I just keep retweeting people just
right.
to spread
the word
to remind people. He said, as of yesterday afternoon, I think they had a slight lead, but that Kansas was still pulling out all the stops. I can't remember what they were doing.
Yeah, all you have to do if you're a Junkies listener, you tweet hashtag Barstool Best Bar, hashtag Barstool Sup Dogs. Should mention, on the show today, Kevin McCarthy is going to join us. We'll find out what's going on in the entertainment world from Kevin. What's streaming, because there's nobody going to movie theaters. Who knows if they'll ever come back. We'll talk to Kevin about that at 7 o'clock. Sam Monson's going to join us. He's written about Dwayne Haskins and the case for building around the Redskins' young quarterback, Dwayne Haskins. So he will join us at 8. That's right here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live this Friday morning on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Kevin McCarthy joins us from Fox 5. We'll get the latest in the entertainment world. Then we're going to dive into whether Dwayne Haskins will emerge as the starter for the Washington Redskins. D'Angelo Hall, former Redskin corner, has an interesting take on it. And he thinks Kyle Allen legitimately could end up the starting quarterback by beating Haskins out. So we'll get into that coming up at 7:20. Right now, though, we'll open up the Junkies sports page with Jason Bishop in Ashburn.
Kind of scary. Former Jags left tackle Tony Boselli spent 5 days in the Mayo Clinic fighting COVID-19. About half of his stay was in the intensive care.
He said he felt like he was buried.
He said he remembered the doctor saying it was kind of fuzzy, but I remember the doctor saying, if we don't get your oxygen stabilized, we're going to have to go to the next level.
Boselli what says, does that I remember- mean?
I think that probably means being intubated.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boselli says, I remember laying there thinking, what do you mean? If this doesn't work, we don't know what direction this is going to go into. He said, he goes, I just didn't want to die. He goes, I thought I was going to die. I didn't want to die. But he's recovering now. So that was real for Tony Boselli.
Yeah, it was crazy because he thinks, he was at, shocker, he was out at Sawgrass, and he exposed some members out at Sawgrass. They had to send a letter and tell people, and I guess they were trying to keep it on the down low because he wasn't quite prepared yet to talk about it publicly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, he says, look, I'm pretty healthy. You know, I didn't think it was going to be.
He's younger than us.
I didn't think it was going to be that. I think he's 47, right? He didn't think it was going to be that big a deal, and it just hammered him.
And he's not a big fatty. Like, I think he's
one of
those
guys.
He
looks good
now. No, he's lost a lot of weight.
He's one of those guys who lost a bunch of weight after his playing career. I'm sure he probably played at 315, 320. I'm sure he was in that range. And looking at him now, you know, he's probably still a big guy. If we saw him, we'd be like, that guy's a horse.
Yeah.
But he's lost probably 70 pounds.
I think I've seen him at FedEx Field before.
Lost 20 pounds over the past 2 weeks while he had the sickness. So he's gotten even skinnier.
Right. Yeah. He said he started feeling bad March 16th, and then he just started feeling, you know, like allergies. And then he said over the next 4 days, it got progressively worse. He called his doctor, said, all right, let's get you tested. Positive.
Yeah. That's terrible.
He has something in common with EB. He said he hasn't quite shaken his cough.
My cough I've pretty much shaken, but this nasally crap I have not.
Well, the thing is, you probably almost kicked it, and then now it's allergy season.
Pollen everywhere.
Yeah,
it's just ramping up now.
But again, I mean, I'm only outside for an hour or so a day. Not that, you know, it's not like I'm out for 10 hours. But
all right, so there's an NFL doctor, Alan Sills. He said yesterday that the NFL season will start pending widespread testing. So he made these comments on NFL.com. Excuse me. He said that he acknowledged that the outcome is just one of many, given that the fluidity of the pandemic's effect and how the country continues to try to deal with it. Among the conditions Sills noted must be met for the NFL to begin practices and games on time is the availability of point-of-care coronavirus tests, which
I think
yield
we're gonna
quick
get
results. So they're going to have tests like
they'll give
you 15-minute responses.
Right, like results. What Trump had. Trump took it again yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, I think we're going to get there, and I think they'll move mountains to have some sort of a season. Now, they might have a season with no fans, but if they could test, what is it, 2,000 players in the NFL? Maybe it's a little bit more than that. However many, if they could test all of them.
Yeah, but they're going to have to do it repeatedly.
But, I mean, they have the TV money and revenue where they can afford to get all these tests.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Of course.
No doubt they can afford. It's not a matter of affording it.
Them.
It's just a matter of, are they going to be widespread enough? And I think they will, but, you know, come August. You know, I mean, we got months away to produce millions and millions of these things.
All right, so Tom Brady has picked his Tampa house. Bickle was saying he was going to move in right next to the Wawa in Tampa. Well,
I'm sure it's a shack.
This is a nice Wawa. It's a 32,000 square foot house that Derek Jeter built.
Right.
It's got 7 beds, 9 baths, entertainment room, pool room that wraps around the pool. It's right on the water. Jeter built it in 2011, and it's the biggest mansion in the celeb-packed area. Not sure the name of the area, but looks pretty sweet.
I mean, it looks nothing like Tampa.
There are like 6 houses around it, and it dwarfs the other houses. I mean, it's 2.5 times, maybe 3 times the size of the surrounding houses, which are all very nice. I mean, one has a tennis court I see in the backyard. All of them, you know, obviously on the water. I mean, it's pretty amazing spread.
Can he just move into a regular old McMansion?
Nope.
Apparently not.
No.
No.
It's got to have the biggest one in the friggin' state.
Pretty much.
I guess.
I mean, it looks like a hotel.
Yeah. I mean, why do you even...
And is he going to live there with his entire family, or is it just going to be him in the fall?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I mean, I think his...
How many kids does he have?
I think he's got 3. He's got 2 with Giselle and 1 with the first
Moynihan.
Girl.
Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah, Bridget Moynihan. So I'm pretty sure that kid lives in New York. So I'm sure that Bridget and the kids will live there. But if he wants to see the other one, he may have to fly to New York.
I mean, the house is just absurd.
Those kind of homes, I don't even know. Ridiculous.
You'd get lost in that.
You don't even see each other. You know what I mean? Like I live in a regular house, and my kids are upstairs. I complain my son's in his room too much.
I mean you could never use my basement ever.
You could have 30 people living in that house comfortably. I would think.
Yeah. We just tweeted it out. If you want to see a picture of the mansion, follow us on Twitter at Junks Radio. It's just absurd. Like, in fact, you know, said it before. We've been looking, and that's on hold, by the way, looking for a new house.
Right,
but been
I
looking
think.
Really casually the last couple years with kind of. 2021 and 2022 were the true targets, but you just kind of want to see what's out there. And there's a certain amount of square footage where you're like, well, that's just gratuitous. What's the point? I don't get it. I don't get, and maybe some people like this. I've been to some places where they have a bedroom, and in the bedroom, they actually have like another family room. Mm-hmm. So there's the bedroom, and then there's like an extension, and then there's, they'll have a couch and an entertainment center and a huge flat screen. And I'm like, well, then why do you even have to have a family room or a basement?
It's a status thing.
Because they can.
If
that's
it's all
why.
You're used to, it's all he's ever been used to since, you know, for 20 years. I mean, he's not going to look for a 4,000 square foot home. He's just not used to that. He's used to 15, 20,000 square foot homes.
Right. Okay. 15, 20,000 know, seems reasonable compared to this.
And you know what? If, you know, when we spend, you know, a couple hundred bucks on this, $1,000 on this, I mean, that's a nickel to him. He doesn't even think about the mortgage payments or the rent.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't care about that. The cost is no object. It's just, I don't know the practicality of, like, living in a hotel. Like, on some level, there's, I mean, do you even like your family when you live in a place
I'm
like
sure
that?
Sure he does. He just, he's a high roller. That's how high rollers live.
I know, but Cakes. Like, where, like, he and Giselle, do they need 27 rooms?
No.
I mean, like.
They'll hang out in 10% of that house.
Do you think they hang out even in the same rooms?
I would assume so.
Yeah, the bedroom.
I would guess they do.
The kitchen and the bedroom. He's never going to be home. I mean, he's going to be at practice all day, and then, you know, every other weekend he's gone. He's never home. And he's only going to be there half the year.
And that's just a temporary home.
Yeah,
he's only
going to
be there
months.
For like 2 years.
Exactly. So he didn't buy it, right? He's got to be renting it.
I think he's renting. Yeah, he's just
yeah
renting you it. Don't buy.
The guy's only going to be there a year or two tops.
He's savvy enough. He's not sinking that money into Florida real estate.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Justin Turner says he's got a solution for extra inning games. Justin Turner, third baseman for the Dodgers.
All right.
He says instead of playing 17 inning games, you get one extra inning, so you play the 10th. And nobody scores, then you go to a home run derby.
That's stupid.
Of course it is. He says.
I don't know if it's totally stupid.
Oh,
and I bet Cakes would agree. This is the hockey model.
Yeah,
so,
I don't like it.
And he said he's a hockey fan.
You don't
want to
play
fan.
Forever.
Yeah, he says, you know, look, it's a 162-game season. I understand it changes the history of the sport and stats and things like that, but I think you'd get used to it pretty quick. It's much like, look, it's a gimmick in hockey. They end the game.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like it.
They take somebody off the ice, and it's faster, but you've gotten used to it. And you got your, you know, your quick overtime,
yep.
Which is what he's saying.
Well, the shootout is really what it is.
And then he's taking the shootout and making that a home run derby. He's just following the hockey model.
Team's three best hitters, and you give them all five outs and see who hits the best or most home
runs. Who's pitching? The other team is pitching?
No, it would be a coach.
Yeah, it's like an all-star game?
Yeah, it's a home run derby.
So you're serving up gopher balls?
You know what this story is? It's a fill time story because it'll never happen in a billion years.
This is a Corona story.
It may never happen, but I'm telling you, if they moved all of it to a hockey model where they started having, you know, overtime, I guess it would be extra innings losses, and they added that column, we've gotten used to it. You know, Jason for a while refused to acknowledge that. But when you look at hockey and you look at now, I guess, what is it, 31 teams?
We still criticize hockey,
teams?
By
That's
the
right.
way.
Yeah, but hold on. Just because you get used to it doesn't mean it's 30, good. Yeah.
Okay, but
I'm used to reality TV, but it's terrible.
Well, what I'm saying is I don't think it would be bad. I would be entertained. I would rather go to a game if I actually hung around for 9 innings, which is a stretch. Right. But if I hung around for 9 innings, I would stick around knowing that there might be a home run derby in 15 minutes, which is going to end it. And then if your team wins, you're psyched. And if not, you're like, okay, that sucked that they lost, but at least they get a point in the standings.
Well, it'll never happen. But if anything, if they were going to change the extra inning rule, you go to the international rule when they do this in softball, where in the 10th inning, the last batter up goes to second base. You automatically have a player on second base. And then, you know, you got a better chance of scoring with nobody out. You got a runner on second. But they're never going to throw coaches out there and have home run derbies. I mean,
that's just bizarre.
That said, you probably didn't expect them to go to a rule where a pitcher has to face three batters, and that's what's happening with the game. They are changing things in the game, and you would have said that's dramatic because in the past we grew up with, oh, well, let's just bring in a lefty for one batter.
But this, guy, this is dramatic on steroids.
I don't think Jason's saying there's absolutely no scenario where we could change. He's just saying that's a stupid change.
Of course it is.
Right.
Of course.
You can't bring in some...
You're not going to bring in coaches.
You can't bring in Bryce Harper's dad to pitch in the 10th inning.
Again, this is no sports are going on. They're not playing baseball. Wackadoo idea that Justin Turner came up
with.
Yeah, but that said, look at what happened. Look, the NFL has just changed their... they expanded the playoffs and they added 17. It means sports change. They adapt. I don't think it's outrageous.
But hold on. I don't think anybody here is saying we resist all change. That's not the argument.
I understand that.
The argument is this change is dumb.
You think it's absurd. I don't think it's as absurd as you think. And this is a player. I don't think he's just saying that in the offseason. I think he knows that people complain about the length of the sport, length of games. And thinks that it's similar to hockey.
JP, now, don't take this personally, but your credibility is on baseball's shot when you said Steven Strasburg should rehab at the major league level.
I'll stand by that.
JP Manfred.
You only make yourself sound dumb.
No, because some teams will do that. They bypass that. It's not unheard of.
Yeah. Listen, you want to bring in like Al Bunbury in the 10th inning to pitch, you know,
If he's alive,
you're going deep with Al Bunbury.
You could tweak it. I mean, I don't know if Al Bunbury's still with us.
I think he's still with us.
I would hope, but I mean, I haven't heard of Al Bunbury in years. Have any idea what he's doing?
No.
I couldn't tell you. How would I know what Al Bunbury's up to?
Assume he's on somebody's staff somewhere.
Now I have to Google
Let's
him.
See. Al Bunbury. He's coaching.
Is he 75?
72.
Well, as of 10 years ago, he was the base running coach for the York Revolution in the Independent League.
Wow. Yeah.
So, JP, you can send him an email and ask him if he wants to throw BP to,
right.
to
he can be the extra,
Trey Mancini.
He could be the extra TV's inning arm.
Guy, Al Bunbury. I was more of a John Shelby guy myself. They platooned.
So anyway.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? You can also text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Jason likes to call it his vibe machine. You just hit us up at the same number, 800-636-1067. Standard message data charges may apply. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio. Remember, we got Kevin McCarthy to give us the latest in the entertainment world coming up at 7 o'clock.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show, Junks, on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Kevin McCarthy is going to join us coming up at 7. Have to thank Paisanos for two things. One, for sponsoring yesterday's virtual opening day on 106.7 The Fan. We raised a ton of money for Nationals philanthropies, so thanks to Paisanos for that. Stumbled over philanthropies for a second there. And also for feeding my family last night, as they did EB's family a few nights ago. I did the curbside pickup at their Rockville spot. It was great. Everybody enjoyed it. Picked up something for my father-in-law, for an uncle. So we fed a lot of people last night, courtesy of Paisanos. Just go to paisanospizza.com. Place your online order today.
So I think we're going to do Donkeys of the Week later in the show. We'll bring that back right around 9:20 on the show, and this would qualify as a Donkey of the Week. Did you see what Mike Leach tweeted?
I did.
I didn't think it was that bad. Come on, he's making a joke.
I'm not saying it's that bad.
It's a joke. No, you're not even allowed to joke anymore. Go ahead.
He's just a he's just an idiot.
He's a weirdo.
He's
definitely a weirdo.
So he apologized for this, but he put up a tweet showing a meme of a woman knitting her husband a noose during self-quarantine, and he said, after 2 weeks of quarantine with her husband, Gertrude decided to knit him a scarf.
Gertrude.
Right. Right.
Who's named Gertrude?
I mean, people 150 years ago were named Gertrude.
But, I mean, okay, he's making a joke that families are getting sick of each other, couples are getting sick of each other, and he's goofing on the whole scarf thing. I actually think it was kind of funny.
I guess a bunch of the players tweeted back. It got a bunch of likes. Errol Thompson, who was the captain of the team, responded with his hand on the chin. A defensive lineman wrote WTF. Kobe Jones replied, he tripping.
Right. Facts, he tripping.
He tripping. Yeah. So,
no, but Eric's right. I mean, you got to be able to laugh
nothing.
In this world.
I know.
Well, not a big deal.
But the other thing is, we know, like, the ESPNs of the world, they're looking for anything out there to cover.
This could be content. A top story.
I mean, tonight, I think, is the NBA 2K tournament, right?
I think so, yeah.
Watching that.
How would I know they're running an NBA 2K tournament?
Well, that's been one of the bigger stories NBA-wise. You got to root for Rui, Cakes. Rui's got a shot. Look, the Wizards aren't going to make the regular playoffs anytime soon,
right.
But they're in the final 16 here for NBA 2K.
That deserves a whoopee-doo, in my opinion.
Okay, I'm guessing, just saying.
I'm guessing you can bet on it.
I'm sure you can.
Probably can. Maybe
Kevin Durant is part of it. I don't know. Do they play with their own team? Probably not. Do you probably have a draft? Like, I know my son tells me he doesn't even really like playing the games. He just likes drafting players and drafting against other people, and then they just go through, like, Sims.
Right.
You know, if you're going to do that, and we're going to have, like, Kevin Durant and these guys playing video games on TV, I saw one of these poker guys that I love that Cakes follows.
Yeah.
He knows Joey Ingram, who does these podcasts mm-hmm. and video casts or whatever.
Yep.
He had a great idea, I thought. He said instead of ESPN and Fox and all these networks just replaying old sports over and over and over, they cover poker. Why not cover, like, the Galfond Challenge?
Yeah.
Right? Where Phil Galfond is playing this guy, Vinny Vidi, and, you know, at one point he was down 900 grand. Now he's erased the deficit.
He was actually in the green for a little bit yesterday. He gave some back.
But, yes.
I mean, Phil Galfond, I know this is poker geeky, he was on a bullet train to lose about $1.5 million, if not more.
Yeah.
And he turned it all the way around and was actually in the green for like 40K
for
5 minutes yesterday.
And it's, you know, so let's cover it. Let's put webcams on each guy.
Why not?
And let's broadcast and have the commentators and let's broadcast. It's online. It's not like they're you know, there's no physical context. Totally safe. Let's get some of the world's best poker players.
Right.
They do it on Twitch. Let's just do it right here on ESPN and have great commentary. Yeah.
I bet it's going to happen.
Isn't that a great idea?
They're dying for content.
Yes.
So I guess ESPN's going to air these 2K games. So all 8 games start at 2 o'clock today, and yes, you can bet on all of them. Rui is a 3-point dog to Donovan Mitchell.
Well, how do they know that?
That's how desperate
maybe
these
they know Donovan Mitchell's
Brad.
A better gamer than Rui.
Does anybody know, like, because KD has, like, been on social media for years. Is KD any good? Like, Darius Geis is supposed – he plays all the time. Is he – and I think he – he's doing something, right? Isn't he doing some NFL thing?
But I think Geis was like a Fortnite guy.
Well, I think he's doing a video game thing, too.
Right, right. But my point is they each have their specialties, right?
Right.
Some guys
right.
love playing whatever, military games.
Yeah, Call of Duty.
Some guys like playing, like, the fantasy games. And then this is NBA 2K.
Right.
So my question is, will Rui be playing with, like, LeBron James on his team? Or Giannis on his team.
Wouldn't he just be playing with the Wizards?
My question.
I think he's playing with
the Wizards. He's got no shot.
I think they play with the teams they play for. I would guess.
I don't know.
But then you have no real shot,
Kate.
If you know, just tweet us.
If I play my kid and I play with players who just aren't as good, he has LeBron on his squad and I've got, the Wizards, I'm just not going to win.
Right. Drabby, you guys, it says on the outline, you guys, it's funny. These guys have done a 180. They were mocking us for talking about the corona. Drab was so angry at me. Now I see on the outline, Valdez and Drab want a national lockdown.
Well, no, we have a solution.
Oh, okay. You do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
And maybe we're going to get there. But why can't they just shut everything down? We were kicking this around yesterday. Why can't they just shut everything down like it's Christmas Day for 2 weeks? 2 or 3 weeks. And not right now.
No.
Say we May have like, 15th.
You have a little bit of time to get all your supplies.
Have a month and a half lead up, 2 month lead up.
No grocery stores. No pharmacies. Emergency personnel only. You can't leave your house other than taking your dog for a crap. And that's it.
Yeah, and that's even limited to 100 yards from your property.
Like, why can't they put a plan together and keep everyone in their house?
So full-on lockdown, martial law,
yes. No
everything.
Exercise, nothing.
What happens to the people who have coronavirus who have to go to the hospital?
Okay, yeah. Well, then you call the ambulance and they take you to the hospital.
Yeah, but how are you going to monitor that? It's not enough cops to go down every single
street. But then you still need the workers in the hospital.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Those are considered essential.
Right. In other words, just like the dry cleaners is not essential.
Correct.
Why is that essential?
Can those people in the hospital come home?
Yes.
Yes.
Because there can be spread from the person who got sick, who went to the hospital, who then the hospital worker gets it, and they bring it back home.
We also thought about this, is that we thought about during the month, 2 month lead up to it, is that you build a campsite next to the hospital.
A campsite.
And then you offer
marshmallows.
Then you offer increased pay for the workers.
Yeah.
And then the people who are out and about who think that this is a joke are going to get heavy fines. And then
shoot them like they do in what country?
Philippines.
No, Eric, Philippines.
Eric, you're mocking this, and we're being serious.
I'm not. I said this a month ago. The whole country should
get
down.
Get on board and stop mocking.
I said a month ago the whole country should be shut down for 2 weeks, and Drab got so angry at me.
Well, what happens if your kid wakes up and is sick, and you have to go to the pharmacy to get some meds for it?
You got to
call the hospital.
The hospitals don't want to deal with that. They got COVID-19 patients. They're not going to deal with that.
Look, here's what you say. You give everybody a week to load up on your supplies, get some extra Advil and Tylenol to deal with fevers, and then we just shut it down for 2 weeks unless you have some sort of life emergency.
Pharmacy deliveries are allowed to your home.
Yeah.
I'm serious with this.
I agree.
I don't hate it. I don't hate the idea.
There's jobs that like people who work at senior homes and chefs, they're cooking for people.
You still want exceptions.
No, I want those people to live there. I want the people to sleep in cots for 2 weeks. I don't care.
Yeah, what happened to the guys? I know. This is. It's really because the construction guys are really tilting the guys that they're. Drab and Valdez are driving to the station in D.C. and they're seeing these construction workers smoking and joking, to use their words.
They're narking.
What happened to the guy from Hit who was going to call into the show? Was upset with you?
I never heard from him. I think it was
because we never told him. Okay, it's okay to call in. I never went back to him.
I don't really know if he was upset. I don't think it would be the best look if he came in on the air and yelled at me.
Probably not
for reporting that his guys were out there screwing around.
Yeah, I mean, you're not making it up. No, I was on top of each other.
I took a picture.
Yeah, he also took one yesterday.
Well, I mean, he can call in whenever he wants.
No, I'm just saying that I feel like if we could all just get behind this lockdown.
All right, what about radio producers?
No.
It's home.
Emergency broadcast system.
We shouldn't be here anyways.
So do we have 2 weeks off?
Yes.
Yes.
All media is showing the same feed.
Yeah.
One radio station, one TV station.
Oh, man, you turned into North Korea real quick.
It's 14 days.
You got to slow the spread. I'm with you. I'm team Drab.
That's America.
Look, it's slowly but surely things are shutting down left and right. We were friends with the manager of Chopped here in my neighborhood. I think he hooked up cakes with some gift cards a month ago.
Good dude.
I talked to Scott literally like 4 days ago, and I was like, how's it going? And he kind of shrugged his shoulders and like, we're hanging in there. And there were people coming in picking up carryout. And yesterday, there was no sign and no tables inside.
Right.
They took everything out of there.
With the quickness.
Well, just, unbelievable.
You bite the bullet for 2 weeks. You have a month and a half to prepare.
I've been saying it. Well, I wouldn't even wait a month
and a half.
I'm
ready for it.
I would say,
let's do it.
Give everybody 2 days.
No, because you got to give time to plan this out.
A month and a half, this thing's going to peak in a month and a half anyway.
I know, but people are saying we're never going to see Tom Brady suit up for the Bucks. I want to see that.
That's the goal.
See, these guys are starting to freak out about things like that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. That's why one guy keeps saying, "Don't do this if you don't care about your neighbor and you don't care about old people. Do this for football season. Stay inside for football season.
Sacrifice for 2 weeks, you know, in April, you can still make it to Dewey Beach by August.
Yeah, I mean, Valdez needs to see Lamar. He needs to see what's going to happen next.
Well, he needs to tell Lamar to stop going out there and throwing passes to Antonio Brown or whoever he's throwing to.
I completely agree.
Got to be ready.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, we'll find out the latest in the entertainment world. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 joins us live this Friday morning on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.